Well, remember, doubling the power is the smallest perceptible amount, not even an S unit. So, you know, if you've got bacon fry at 65, you're not going to be quieting at 130. You're going to just probably be just a little less bacon fry, maybe, for 130 watts, which 65 is easy, 135 is, now you start to get serious. If you doubled it again to like 250, you know, get a quarter kilowatt, that'd be 6 dB. That might make, you know, about an S unit's worth of difference. That could be the difference between bacon fry and, you know, a lot less bacon fry. But now you're talking about, you know, especially at VHF frequencies, things that are very difficult to isolate from receivers, you know, just because of the sheer size of the cavities and everything. So everything cascades. You know, there's no silver bullet. You know, and so you can run more power, but then at the expense of all sorts of other things. So, and we don't have the hardware to run the extra power. So, you know, and it's very expensive. You know, so all these things would have to be evaluated, and you have to say to yourself, you know, what's 3 dB worth? Is 3 dB worth spending, you know, $3,000 on a set of cans? Probably not. So these are all the things that have to be, you know, hashed out and figured out. So low power ain't necessarily, you know, what would work? Simulcast. Oh, yeah, baby.
There you go. John, how does KB4ZYQ sound at 5 watts? There you go. Get the simulcast going. And one thing you want to remember too, while you put the remote receivers up for people out on the edge, you know, handhelds being able to get in and hear the repeater, you know, you're not necessarily putting them up for mobiles. It's to try to gain the people access, you know, the handheld out farther. Sean, I was listening to you the whole time you were on Mount Clemens, and I could hear the noise change on you, so it'll be interesting to be able to figure out what that is.